This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good at being noble, but it doesn't take much to see that the problems of three little people don't amount to a hill of beans in this crazy world. Someday you'll understand that. Now, he's looking at you, kid.
As time goes by, happens to be 7 after the hour. This is the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and Humphrey Bogart with one of the great lines from one of the great movies. Doesn't everybody know? I said, I can always stick my foot in my mouth by asking James whether he knows who Humphrey Bogart is and what Casablanca was. All right, James, take it away.
I mean, I know what Casablanca was, but I wouldn't know. What's his name? Humphrey?
Humphrey Bogart was the star of Casablanca. And it was just one of those things. When it was produced, Chuck Curry will tell you. We ought to ask him when he's here.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck would tell you that it was produced back in a time when the budgets were lean. Bogart was one of the big stars of the day, but this was produced as kind of a throwaway film. They didn't think anything was going to come of it. They didn't think it would be a big film. And it turned out to be, I think, the biggest film of the year. It was 1948, 1949, somewhere in there.
It definitely continues to chart, like, at the top.
Oh, yeah.
Most quotable films.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep, to be sure. All right, let's look at the weather for January. This is traditionally January and February are the coldest months of the year in most U.S. states. The temperature we have, what do I have here? It's actually 27 at the farm. This morning is not bad. Nice, clear day. Jay, where you are in Cleveland, what's the temperature at the moment? You got any idea? Has it been pretty temperate in the 30s and 40s, which is what is normal for this time of year?
I feel like, well, yeah, yesterday it was chilly and rainy, a little bit overcast and everything like that. Today, mm-hmm. I think we're looking at 30s and 40s again.
Oh, all right.
We're supposed to have snow at some point this week.
Yeah, the people who are looking at the global warming and worship at the altar of extreme weather and whether or not the planet is warming, I don't have to. Yes, the planet is warming. Yes, 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 it is. It's warming. But is it because of you and your irresponsible ways? Or is it because that's just the way the planet is? I know this is one of my foremost themes. One of the reasons that I don't like the Biden administration is because they are so focused. They're so like I've used the term religion. It's like a thing with them. And it's been good for business, bought a lot of new businesses. And do we need to be responsible? Is there a New Year's resolution that deals with all of this in your life? I think if you just resolve to be responsible with the way you use energy, maybe that takes care of it. But
mm-hmm.
Again, having some interesting New Year's conversations about extremities in our country and in our world, one of them that I spent a lot of time with people who were industrialists and big business folks that I was exposed to, people who have been very successful in various businesses. And to a person, they all have to deal with the business of the government trying to mandate things in your life, taking away choice, taking away your ability to think through things and decide for yourself what you want to do, because some big boogeyman in government has decided that we have to save the planet, and the only way to do it is to have an electric car or whatever other things are being mandated. And frankly, it's good for some people that are buying new cars because they get tax breaks for it. But what are you really accomplishing?
There's some denser, more high-populated areas. Urban heat effect or whatever?
Yeah. It's not just cars. It's how you heat your home. It's a whole bunch of things. I know there are new laws going into effect this year here in Massachusetts. The stretch code is what it's called, and it requires the house to be sealed tight so that no air can get in and no air can get out. I don't want to live in a house like that. I mean, at least we have windows. We are designing the houses on my development that we're building so that, you know, there's lots of fresh air and sunshine. But in some circumstances, some of the commercial buildings, and you know this, when you go to a hotel, how many hotels now can you go to where you can actually open the window and let fresh air in?
Isn't that a safety hazard? Because,
well, it depends on whether it's on the 12th floor or not. You don't need it on the first floor. But it's easier to build them that way because you don't have to put in windows that open are more expensive than just plain panes of glass. So, you know, they can tell you, and I think that's a legitimate thing. There are some crazy people that want to go onto the 12th, you know, or 19th floor, or whatever it is, and jump off.
Or break into the lower level floors.
Yeah, I just think that it's overdone. You can come up with some good reasons why, you know, it's a good thing to do, but I also think that there's a point in which it's getting ridiculous. And that point
is
right.
Like it's a lot about control.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, going back to the fact this is the coldest month, January, February, I went around the globe to see where the temperature is the coldest at the moment. All right, so you ready for this? It's not Alaska. It's not anything. It's not the coldest place in the world is the East Antarctic Plateau, where the temperature today is 133 degrees below zero.
Wow.
You like that? You can't even imagine that. Just go to the NASA website, you can see this. Nobody lives there, although they do have people that go down and do research and stuff down there, but it's not a permanently inhabited place. Actually, the coldest place on the planet where there are people who live is Northeast Siberia, which has a record low of 90 below. And so, you know, the whole thing about what the Russians, when they didn't, the Russian government wanted to get rid of you, they'd send you to Siberia. Well, that's the reason they sent you to Siberia, because there was not much hope, excuse me, of how do you survive in 90 degrees below? Even if you have if the heat goes out,
even
or you don't have,
significant like that. And,
right, exactly. Yeah, all right, so anyway, temperatures are and the whole business about global warming, and people say, I remember listening to Limbaugh say, global warming, look how cold it is today, there's no warming. That's not the implication of the phrase. The global warming pursuers, if you will, focusing on how the planet is changing, not how it's getting warmer or colder, although it is getting warmer to a point at any rate. The past year was the hottest year on record, and that's the key phrase here. The hottest, the people don't understand the nuance of that. Temperatures and weather conditions and weather reports they weren't gathered in a collective sense until 1880. So who knows what happened in 1715 or 1520 or 1295 or 6000 BC, whatever. It's foolishness. Why we get ourselves so wrapped up in this stuff, it's good to be aware and good to take action. Nothing wrong with that. But to think that this stuff, when you use that term, the hottest year on record, so what? We're only talking about 150 years. Planet's 4.5 billion years old. It's been going through these cycles forever and ever and ever and ever. And the reason, I just want to put a kind of a slowdown. I'm looking at my city's website here, and all of the business about what we're going to do in Framingham to fight global warming, and we're going to get electric cars. No, no, no. I will register my complaint with my friend the mayor. I think that this stuff is way beyond, you know, what is reality. And it needs to, people need to put the brakes on this, like lots of other ideas that gain quick momentum. It's like a flash in the pan. So maybe what's the New Year's resolution, Jay, that's appropriate for dealing with responsibly with changes that are happening on the planet?
Some of it is definitely happening. It's happening, and it would happen regardless of human beings, but we can't negate the fact that human beings are also causing some things to be worse than they should be or happening at a faster pace.
Yeah.
It's one of those things can be true at once.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. So anyway, lots of heavy stuff going on in the world for sure, but there are also a lot of good, fun things to come when we look ahead to 2024. There's a report from Jane Goodall. You know who she is? The lady who's kind of checked out the world.
Gorillas.
With the gorillas and with living things and going around reporting about the good stuff and what's happening not only with the gorillas but with other things and the animals. There are a lot of species that were on extinction alert, and they aren't so much now. It's just kind of, let's cool it. Let's calm down a little bit and stop being so enthralled with what's on the screen at the moment. I think that I try to share the best stuff with you as I can. There are a lot of really good stories. There are a lot of good things that are happening. It's all of the news, not just the bad news. And here's an example. New York City police officer carried four older folks out of a burning building over the weekend. They weren't waiting for firefighters to come. This is a six-story apartment building, flames coming out the windows. So the officers ran in and grabbed these people and saved their lives. They would not have survived had they waited for the fire department. So there you go. What's wrong with that good story? 18 past the hour on Good Day. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Six. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Now 23 after the hour, this is the notification portion of the Good Day program. How do you do? Jay and I have social media on our mind at this point in every hour. Isn't it amazing, Jay, how it works like clockwork? Wowie zowie.
On the dot to the T.
On the dot, right, exactly. All right, so anyway, the social media portion of the program, we oftentimes talk about the things that you have responded to on our Facebook page or Instagram page, our social media. You can connect with us at Good Day Networks. The technology, I'm looking at some of the news coming out of the Middle East. The Palestinians have used technology to provide tools to help support Palestinians. So there are a bunch of other people in the tech industry who have announced a coalition called Tech for Palestine to build open source projects and data to help people advocate for the Palestinian people.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting group. Comes during, obviously, a tough time in the Middle East after Hamas's attack. By the way, you may or may not have heard this, but one of the leaders of Hamas was killed in an explosion. I guess it was a bomb. I've forgotten where it was, but anyway, that's good, because no matter what's coming out of this, getting rid of Hamas is a strong thing. Now, this technology has nothing to do with getting rid of Hamas. I'm giving the update just as an aside.
But this technology is...
They're trying to raise awareness of the war in Gaza. Now, I guess I would ask the question, raise awareness of what? The war itself, or what's happening to the Palestinian people? Is this an advocacy group? Yeah.
Displacement of millions of Palestinians, tens of thousands of deaths. It's absolutely awful what's going on. So this will offer the Palestinians, not any members of Hamas, but the Palestinians, support and help in finding anybody who's been displaced and getting resources. And because it's easy from the outside looking in to be like, well, just leave. A, Hamas
well,
is
not as
just
easy
leave.
Said than done.
They don't have the
but it's a war.
They don't have the financial support.
But it's a war.
Awful.
People get killed in war. That's the way it is.
So many.
Go ahead.
So many people have been killed, even in Israel. There's more than 1,100 individuals that were killed in Israel in the Hamas attack. We don't know how many people are still being held hostage by Hamas. It's just...
Anyway,
all of it, on both sides,
You're naive if you don't think they're going to be. The people who are protesting what's happening, from their point of view, don't really know what's happening. And it would be nice if somebody, I don't know if that'll come out of this group of tech experts that are putting together information, or is this an advocacy group that is aimed at casting a shadow on Israel and what they're doing to protect themselves? It's questionable.
Well, when you say we don't know what's happening, or people don't know what's happening, there are things that are known. There are millions of Palestinians displaced. That we do know that. There are tens of thousands that have died. We do know that. And for people to want to bring awareness to that, I don't understand why that's an issue. That's
What do you do with the information?
If you acknowledge anti-Semitism, or you're anti-Semitic, if you acknowledge Islamophobia, both are happening. Both are on the rise, increased, not even in the Middle East, but here in the U.S., where people are terrified to walk down the street just based on who they are, their religion, the color of their skin. It's just absurd. We are living in 2024. Why is this still a thing?
Because living in 2024 is about that, unfortunately. There's still so much prejudice in the world. Look at after 80 years since the Second World War, look how many Nazis and skinheads and people like that who believe in that stuff are still wandering around the planet. They're everywhere. We got them here. They should be crushed out like, don't give me... Fortunately, I'm not going to go down that street because we're out of time. It's 28 after the hour. This is Good Day.
As if Amazon Prime wasn't worth it just for the free shipping and hundreds of movies, thousands of TV shows, and millions of songs on Alexa, I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Browse Amazon Warehouse for deeply discounted open box deals on computers, TVs, unlocked phones, lots of returned merchandise, and Amazon Renewed sells refurbished merch, in both cases like new, and guaranteed replacement or refund for 90 days if your purchase doesn't work as expected. I could not tell that several refurbished items I've bought weren't new. Manufacturers like Apple and Samsung also sell refurbs on their own websites. Most come with a new battery, and they carry a one-year warranty, so they're new to you. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-3684.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden delivering a New Year's message to the nation.
Well, my hope is that everybody has a healthy, happy, and safe New Year.
In a pre-recorded interview on ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, President Biden expressed his optimism. Another American youngster has taken an adventure on the wrong flight, except this time it took him out of the country. 16-year-old Logan Loss was scheduled to board a Frontier Airlines flight from Florida to Ohio, but instead he says he got put on a plane to Puerto Rico. Frontier Airlines has apologized to the teen and his family for the mix-up. 2024 will be a leap year, giving folks another day to add to the calendar. Leap day gets added to the end of February every 4 years, mostly to keep our dates in sync with the natural seasons. While we count 365 days in every year, it actually takes the planet roughly 365 and a quarter days to travel around the sun. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
This is Miles Fisher. Anytime I want to be in a good mood, I listen to my grams on Good Day.
Look around, leaves are brown, and the sky is a hazy shade of winter. Here the Salvation Army is found. Down by the...
Then close your eyes and tap your heels together 3 times. And think to yourself, there's no place like home. There's no place like home.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Judy Garland, good God. There's something for... the reason that we're doing some of these memorable motion picture moments is because there is a lot of... there's history. There's a collective art to this. More so maybe than there is to stuff that's done today. I'm not saying, the good old days. A lot of things about today are much better than they were any number of years ago. I can look around over my lifetime and think, look at all the great stuff that there is today that we can enjoy. And yeah, there were things culturally, and that's a cultural moment in the history of movie making, and something that certainly a lot of people, when they hear it, they'll smile or they'll think to themselves, oh, what a fabulous movie. I frankly was never a fan of The Wizard of Oz. I didn't like it. I thought it was just kind of flat. But then, you know, I have a different cultural point of view. Give me a good Western that didn't. This is the test today. I don't like. Isn't it funny how you get impacted by things that you learn that you know are true? Like the way we treated the natives and the way, you know, the Indians. The only good Indian is a dead Indian from some of the old cowboys, and how wrong all of that stuff is. I'm no liberal political thinker by any stretch of the imagination. That was one of the things. Conversing with a lot of people who have different points of view politically over the weekend, and realizing that some of the newfound friends that I had were libertarians the same as I am, in a sense, just, okay, leave me alone, let the government do what it has to do and needs to do to help people.
And nothing further than that.
And that's it. We're done. Finished. That would be nice to have that as a New Year. As a New Year's reality. Here's some other, we're talking about the New York City police people who saved those folks in the burning building over the weekend. Here's another thing. New York was busy over the weekend. A couple of officers helped rescue a man who fell onto the subway tracks. Unga bunga. The officers were conducting an inspection of a subway station. They saw this guy lose his footing and fall onto the subway tracks. You talk about it, as fast as those trains go through and as often as they do, they ran toward this fellow who was standing up but unable to get back onto the platform. And obviously, when you look at some of the body camera footage from the police, you can see the officer jumping down on the tracks because this guy can't move. And so they got him up, they pulled him up on the platform. But this is something. You know, we think, those of us who live in the country, that the most dangerous thing is to be on the road driving. Well, there are all kinds of there's all kinds of danger in places all over the country. And living in the city in Brooklyn, New York, in January of 2024, yep, you can imagine how this could be a real, and the fact that they jumped on and saved him, good. So there you go. That's something good.
Story.
Yeah. Also, before I get into sky watching, I was kind of looking back. We're all talking about some of the new laws that are supposed to take place this year, supposed to start. There are a lot of state laws that took effect yesterday, and these we addressed a few of them earlier on. Some of the laws are pretty simple, allowing, for example, in Illinois, drivers to hang things off the rearview mirror. Okay, that's pretty simple. But then there are some other laws that are kind of fuzzy, if you will, things that deal with pornography, things that deal with taxes, things that deal with guns and LGBTQ stuff. I was looking back at some of the things, Jay, that have happened in the past year, the number of laws that were filed and then enacted that were targeting LGBTQ, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual, and queer. That's what that stands for. The American Civil Liberties Union says 508 bills impacting these folks. And of those 508 bills, 84 of them were passed into law, and many of them take effect this week. So what does this do for them to be just left alone? I think there's a, you know, I believe in live and let live. I think a lot of times some folks who are activists in these various communities who bring attention on themselves, sometimes even though they don't mean to create a problem, they're trying to create awareness, but they do step up the ignoramuses in the world trying to do something about them. And I just think, come on, what? Leave leave them alone. They leave. You know, if somebody's in your face and they're trying to convince you of something you don't believe in, then I can understand you being upset. But most of these people just want to live their lives and get, you know, along with things. And so why does it feel important that we have to pass laws around the country? The gender affirming care for minors is something I agree ought not to be. I'm for that. I don't think at 13 you know what your life is all about, and to begin stuff, especially in school, to have, you know, hormone therapy and surgery and stuff. I just think that's wrong.
What about to play devil's advocate? What about the instance of a child who is intersex?
I don't know what that means even. What do you mean, intersex?
The difference between sex and gender.
Hermaphroditic, you mean?
Yeah, well, the difference between sex and gender. Sex is the chromosome level, and they may have the genetic composition of being male, but they have female body parts, or vice versa. That would be intersex. So then if the child or the parents wanted to pick which gender, the gender-affirming care, would that be permitted in the intersex?
I'll play devil's advocate with you playing devil's advocate with me. Where did this start? Where did it begin? How did it begin? It just seems to have fallen on us in the last 4 or 5 years. That is, not the LGBTQ, that stuff, no. That's been around forever. They're in gay people forever, because that's part of the reality of life. But to have some of these... the answer to the question, Jay, that you presented, I don't have. I don't know what to tell you because I don't know that I understand it, frankly. And I don't know that most people understand it. And that's why it ought to be kind of kept in the realm of over there someplace. So that the folks that need to have whatever attention they need to have, they get the attention, but it doesn't become a major upheaval and change the course of events of history, because there aren't that many people. And even if there are a large number of people, which I'm not convinced that there are, that we, you know, change everything to accommodate stuff that isn't a problem to begin with. If it's a problem, then you deal with it. If there's bullying, or if there are people that are being abused because of their sexual orientation or because of the way they live or the way they look or whatever it is, that's just wrong. What business, I guess I'd really turn this around and ask to those of you who find this to be a problem, other than the business that I said, you know, the having hormone therapy and surgery when you're 12, 13 years old, that doesn't ring a bell for me. And yes, that term intersex youth, are they transgenders? Is that how you basically explain?
Well, transgender is somebody who is born either male or female and then identifies as the opposite sex. Where intersex, you may have the chromosomes of one sex, one gender, but say it like you have the chromosomes that would make you female, but you have a male appendage. That's intersex. And sometimes intersex children identify as what they were born with the chromosomes, but they have certain hormones that they need to have gender-affirming care, essentially, or they identify with the male appendage over their chromosomes.
This is, I was talking about the libertarian streak and the people I was talking to over the weekend at a number of gatherings that I attended, and talking about, you know, the whole business of the sexual stuff and where it begins and how you handle it. Why is it my responsibility, excuse me, or society's responsibility to deal with these individual things, maybe gender, transformation? Isn't that so personal that it shouldn't? So it's like Roe v. Wade or abortion. I mean, I was sitting with some of the most conservative Trump supporters in the country, and they all agreed to a person a woman's right to choose is a woman's right to choose, and the government has no play in it whatsoever, no say, and should be out of it. So this is, the older some of these rules are, maybe they become inculcated in our lives and they are more acceptable. And maybe that's why every time it comes up for a vote in these various states that have had, they put the Roe v. Wade thing up on the ballot and they all win. Because people want to have mm-hmm. privacy. And I don't know why it doesn't apply to all of these other things here that we're talking about. Mind your own business. Why is it if you're so insecure in your own sexuality that you have to make fun of somebody else's sexuality, then you're a jerk. And you need to look in the mirror and figure out what it is that makes you, why are you so threatened by somebody who's different than you? Are you different and you don't want to admit it? What's the story?
What is it, the saying, thou dost protest too much or something like
that? Yes, yes, that's what that
means. For a lot of people, it's very simple, where it is yes, it's easily yes or no. It's not situational, and that's not the case. Like, in the instance of Roe v. Wade, which you had also commented on, when a lot of people say, well, it's used as a form of birth control. Yeah, for some people it is. Other people, it's because they were raped. And in some places, they would have to co-parent with their rapist should a child have come from that rape, and or other instances where it could be a medical necessity, where some places where it is, you cannot get an abortion unless it's medically necessary, but there's already a situation that will deem it medically necessary. It's just in due time, just not yet. Well, by that time, this mother who potentially wanted this child but wants future children, it can't get an abortion because it's not at this moment medically necessary, but in maybe a month it will be, or a few weeks it will be, by the time she's septic and ends up losing her uterus, making her unable to bear another child.
It's a strange
and
where
it
we
just
live
goes
in.
Yeah, a long way of saying it's situational.
Yeah. All right, so I was talking about the fuzzy dice hanging from the the rearview mirror. You can now do that in Illinois, just so you know. Listen, that's it. And then there are new laws, guns and things, new laws regulating guns and online and activity buying them. We'll talk about that, I think, in a future moment, because we have a squeeze on time now, 48 after the hour on Good Day.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes, or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327.
Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
After the hour now, it's the Good Day program. The pet show is our focus right now. Warren Eckstein is our focus. And Happy New Year to all you animal lovers who like listening to Warren, whether he's here or on the pet show, heard on a lot of these same stations every weekend around the country. He is really an expert when it comes to taking care of animals. We were just talking off the air about a number of things that affect our animal population. This new 3D printed device that Jay and I were talking about earlier, which is aimed, the developers of this say they wanted to use it because it gets rid of the need to test drugs and chemicals on animals. And so they've gotten a funding boost from some private entities that are somehow or other, Warren, getting a hold of human heart cells and lungs and kidney cells and liver cells and brain cells. I don't know how they do that, but at least they're not having to test live animals. And so that's why I thought this would be good for you. I thought you'd be interested in this because it's a problem. The animal approach versus the non-animal approach is a non-starter, I think, in conversation, isn't it?
Well, you know, this is a battle I've been fighting for more years than I'd like to imagine. And a lot of it is based on money. There have been computer projects and samples where they didn't have to test on animals. But what happened, I'll give you a prime example. Years ago, I was involved with a debate. And the debate was on animal testing. And they talked about this and they talked about that. So one university got millions of dollars to study the effects of a certain drug on black ponies. Another group, another college, got the same amount of money to study the same drug on white ponies. White ponies and black ponies, physiologically, are exactly the same. Exactly the same. So it was the redundancy. That's where I really got angry about the redundancy of the testing, because based on that, more and more places were getting money to do more testing. Nowadays, I believe there's really no need for testing on animals. With the computer technology we have, it is just abusive as far as I'm concerned. And some of the abuses, you know, even years ago it was worse, but the abuse these animals go through, the testing with rabbits, with makeup, squirting stuff in their eyes, which I had to deal with years ago, and Just, I don't understand how people can do that. Maybe years ago there might have been some need or some idea that we can find this out or we can find that out. But with technology the way it is, what you guys were talking about and all the new technology, it's amazing to me that animal experimentation is still part of our way of doing things.
That makes you wonder, doesn't it?
It does make you wonder, but it's always dollars and cents. Everything always boils down to, if you give me money, I'll do this. You know?
All right. Warren lives on the coast of Southern California, as I do part-time. I noticed that there are a lot of wildlife watchers off the coast that have been treated to a number of orca sightings. Orcas, are they eating dolphins? How does the food chain work with sharks, orcas, and dolphins?
Orcas are like they're kind of like the high predator. So there's not too many animals that can fit an orca in their mouth. There was some there's some beautiful photos or videos of the orcas going after the dolphins, which breaks my heart. But that's nature. That's the way things survive. I haven't seen any. I've been going down to the beach, but the waves have been so high here in Santa Monica, and the water so rough for the last few days. I haven't seen any orcas. I had the opportunity years ago of hanging out with an orca and actually give him a beautiful kiss on the nose, but they're really impressive animals. Yeah, I got a photo of it somewhere in my book. But they're impressive animals. They're amazing. And just leave them alone. If we just leave the animals alone, what a great world this would be. It scares me when people go out there though on these whale watching tours, because I really think it upsets the animals themselves.
All right, so here's the story that'll make your day about a dog named Neo. Who had been in a shelter for 450 days. It was part of an animal abuse trial going on. There were a number of, like where my dog came from, there were 40 dogs in this one house, and they put the guy in jail who had been running it. And this is another example of that with dogs. My dog was in more than 450. He was in there almost 2 years. Anyway, so they found one of these dogs, a dog named Neo, as they emptied out this house. And now they're using this dog to rehab. They go to rehab homes with him. And apparently one of the homes wanted to adopt him. And so they did. So this dog is the dog of the house, if you will. It's a rehab facility in central Arkansas. And the dog is... It goes from floor to floor, to room, and just brightens everybody's day. And
they do exactly that, Doug. They brighten everybody's day. Just seeing, petting, holding, looking, laughing, smiling. Boy, there's nothing in the world like a good day spent with a dog or a cat.
Yep, that's part of the Good Day program. Make it a good day with your pet. Love them, love them, love them, and love them some more. Warren Eckstein, love him. ThePetShow.com is his website. Check it out for weekend programming about your dog, your pets. This is good.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.